This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Special Rapporteur for Myanmar on Tuesday issued a stern warning about the potential for an escalation of violence as protests continued following a military coup February 1st. Myanmar was largely cut off from the world for a third night in a row after the generals who deposed and detained civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi shut down the internet once again. Anti-coup protesters were expected to gather in major cities again on Wednesday. The UN envoy Tom Andrews sounded the alarm, saying he fears Wednesday has the potential for violence on a greater scale than before. Protests started soon after the military coup on February 1st. Andrews said in a statement that with protesters amassing in the commercial capital Yangon, he had received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon from outlying regions. In the past, he said, such troop movements preceded killings, disappearances, and detentions on a mass scale. He said he is terrified that Myanmar could be on the precipice of even greater human rights crimes. Andrews said he also had word that a secretive trial of Suu Kyi and deposed President Win Myint had begun this week. Suu Kyi's lawyer said Tuesday that a second charge had been lodged against his client. He said she and Win Myint were expected to appear via video conference during a March 1st hearing. The White House said Tuesday that the Biden administration will begin on Friday to process the claims of some asylum seekers. In a statement, the White House said it will soon announce a virtual registration process that will be available from any location. It said asylum seekers can stay put and await further instructions. VOA News. Britain is expected Wednesday to call on the United Nations Security Council to push for temporary ceasefires in conflict zones to enable the rolling out of vaccines against the coronavirus. Britain holds the rotating leadership of the Security Council this month. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has said his ceasefire resolution would also demand equitable access to coronavirus vaccines for nations around the world. In a statement, Raab emphasized the need to help inoculate more than 160 million people in conflict zones such as Yemen, South Sudan, Somalia, and Ethiopia. Raab said nations have a moral duty to act and a strategic necessity to come together to defeat this virus. Meanwhile, Brazil's environment minister tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. He's at least the 15th member of President Jair Bolsonaro's cabinet to be diagnosed with the disease since the pandemic began. Bolsonaro, who has sought to downplay the severity of the pandemic, tested positive for coronavirus last year. The United States on Tuesday warned that despite the COVID-19 pandemic, the world cannot afford to turn the other way after cases of Ebola virus were confirmed in Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Five people have died of Ebola virus recently in Guinea. It's the first outbreak in Western Africa since a three-year epidemic that ended in 2016 after killing more than 11,300 people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The Democratic Republic of Congo in Central Africa has begun an Ebola vaccination drive after four cases, two of them fatal, surfaced just 3 months after the country's last outbreak of the disease. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she has said the United States will work with the governments of those countries and the World Health Organization to try to prevent another epidemic. The previous epidemic began in the same southeastern region of Guinea, where the new cases have been found. Iran and Russia have embarked on a joint naval drill in the northern part of the Indian Ocean that they say has been designed to enhance the security of maritime trade in the region. This according to Iranian state media. State television said on February 16th that the exercise, dubbed Maritime Security Belt, will cover an area of about 17,000 square kilometers and include units from the Iranian Navy, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy, and the Russian Navy. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency reported the drill is scheduled to last 3 days. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.